I'm Keith Ferguson, head women's basketball coach at Northeastern State, and you're listening to the Riverhawks Radio Network.
Recording from Emery's Grill in downtown Tahlequah, this is the Darren Cheverini Show, presented by the NSU Alumni Association. I'm Maury Phillips, the voice of the Riverhawks, and I am joined by the Riverhawks Sports Nest, consisting of DJ Sean Solo and Captain William Morgan. Alongside us is the leader of NSU football, head coach Darren Cheverini. Before we get to our conversation, we'd like to extend a big thank you to the program's presenting sponsor, the NSU Alumni Association. Membership in the NSU Alumni Association is the most visible way to show your Northeastern pride. It's also the only way to enjoy Riverhawks football in the comfort of the Bank First Green and White Room, the exclusive hospitality room at NSU home games, where you can enjoy free food and live stream Riverhawks action. And don't forget, Alumni Association members enjoy all homecoming activities, including golf and champagne bingo for free at the weekend of October 2nd and 3rd. Learn more about membership at NSUalumni.com. Northeastern State returned to the field to begin the 2026 season last Friday against Delta State in a first-time matchup. The Riverhawks started with a bang, reaching pay dirt on their first offensive play of the season after Donnie Smith connected with Cam Jackson on a sweep 75 yards to the house. Here was the call of the score on the Riverhawks Radio Network.
Ball snap left hash. They move immediately in the direction of Cameron Jackson, getting him the ball quickly. He's got some separation to the 50. He might be gone already. First offensive play of the season, 20-10-5. Northeastern State touchdown.
Gone he most certainly was, and he get a touchdown again later on in the matchup as part of a five-catch, 142-yard day. NSU would continue, though, to be on the attack immediately after the score with their next two drives ending with scores. Six-yard Deuce Roberson touchdown reception from Donnie Smith, 10-yard passing score from Donnie to Jalen Thompson to go up 21-0 with 1 minute to play in the first quarter. Troy Wynn had a 48-yard field goal in the second, and Cam Jackson, as I mentioned, caught his fourth touchdown pass of the night. Donnie Smith's fourth touchdown pass of the night, I should say, minutes into the third. Marvelous Owens sent an Emil Piccarella pass 35 yards the other way for the team's first defensive touchdown of the campaign. Jordan Schelling, Carter Kopecky each had rushing touchdowns to cap off the night with a 52-0 victory, giving NSU their first winning streak of at least eight games since 1991. The team's 52 points marked their most in a season opener since 1981, while it was the team's 20th game in recorded program history with at least seven touchdowns and 25th with at least four passing scores. NSU's 69 yards allowed to Delta State marked the fifth fewest in a game in program history and the fewest overall to a Division II since 1999. Coach, immediate thoughts from that win?
You know, I was obviously proud of the way our team played. We played hard. We played physical on defense, played fast on offense. You know, I thought, you know, we were pretty much in rhythm most of the game except for the second quarter offensively. And so I felt like for our first game of the year, you know, I was pleased with the performance coming out the gate.
So I want to go back to your very first call of the season on offense with that 75-yard touchdown. I was a big fan of the play call because you're playing Cam Jackson to his strengths and you're making Delta State go after his speed. Of course, they couldn't do it. Step into that call for a second for me. What were you thinking in that moment?
You know, I've ran that play a million times in my play calling career, and I'm usually trying to get 8 to 10 yards on that play, you know, and then just when you have a guy like CJ, that's just a different level of speed. You know, we did a great job blocking the perimeter. Deuce did a great job. I think, you know, Jalen Thompson had a good block. Jalen Moore had a good block. Malachi Butler had a good block. And then CJ is so fast that no one can run with that kid.
No.
So once he got in the open field, I'm like, yeah, then no one catching him.
Well, you know, Coach, when I talked to you at halftime, you know, you called that first half very average and, you know, said we weren't playing to your standard, even with the 24-0 lead. What did you challenge the team with at halftime? You know, because the response in the second half was pretty noticeable.
Just, you know, got on them a little bit at halftime about, you know, playing our game. And pretty much, you know, what I talked to them about is like playing one snap at a time as hard as you possibly can. And that's kind of like what NSU football is. We're going to play harder for longer than our opponent on offense and defense and special teams. And I focus on them just staying present in the moment. Don't worry about the outcome. Just if you guys play as hard as you possibly can each and every play, then good things are going to happen. So I challenged the offense. I challenged the defense. And they came out and played at a very elite level.
People are taking notice of Northeastern State after that win. Riverhawks appearing in the AFCA Top 25 poll for the first time since 2001, ranked number 24 in that. Moving up to number 18 in the D2Football.com poll, and also appearing in the Flow College poll. Top 16 ranking, taking home number 16 for this week. That's in advance of Missouri S&T. A lot of great performances in a 52-0 win, as expected. DJ Sean Solo, a tough choice to make, but he'll crown Banger Player of the Week. Go ahead.
Cam Jackson, 5 receptions, 142, 2 TDs. That first play from scrimmage was so fun to watch. You know, I've seen him in practice and even last year, but to see that in live game action, how he just tore down the field, was it was insane. So, yeah, he's my Banger Player for this week for sure.
Well, when we talked about on the countdown of kickoff for that broadcast about how important it was going to be for somebody to step up in that big role in a post-Chenault, post-Cam Woods, post-Ramon McKinney era, somebody to immediately take charge as that top target that can stretch defenses with their speed, Cam Jackson did exactly that. We'll go to Captain William Morgan.
All right, Coach Chev, congratulations on the win. And, you know, obviously Cam had that explosive night. Deuce caught 9 balls. Jalen Thompson found the end zone, and 7 different guys caught passes overall. So what'd you learn about the depth of your receiver from that Friday night?
You know, I have a good feel of our receiver group. You know, we have a lot of veteran guys that have played football for us. CJ is who he is. I knew that about him, and that's why, you know, I was trying to get him the ball so much, and that's going to go every game, trying to design ways to put the ball in his hands. You know, Deuce is a steady, steady player. He's consistent. He makes big third down catches. And he's kind of like, you know, Donnie's like, he's like his security blanket, kind of the way Vontae was last year on third down. Now it's more Donnie and Deuce. And then Malachi Butler's getting better. You know, I want to see him keep developing. Jalen Moore's got to continue to grow. And, you know, he played like a freshman. He made some mistakes. He jumped off sides. He did some things that I don't want to see out of a young freshman. And I told that to Jalen at practice. I'm not going to coach you like a freshman. If you're going to be a starter, a rotational player, I'm going to coach you like you're a starter, a rotational player. So you have to play better, and he knows that, you know. I was pleased with the receiving group. We got speed, like I said, this year, and Donnie is really comfortable in the offense. And so I feel like we played a good game, not a great game, but I feel like we played a good game.
Friday, of course, it was a great showcase of our depth. We talked about it already. Donnie Smith at quarterback, he made good use of it. Strong start to the season, 4 touchdown day, 319 yards through the air. You were very aggressive with him, as you mentioned last week on the show, right out of the gate. He had over 20 passing attempts in the first half. He had 36 in total despite not playing in the fourth quarter. How do you think he responded to your expectations as this thing continued to develop?
You know, Donnie's got very high standards, too. He should have thrown for 450 in that game. Really, we missed 3 throws that he can make, and he knows that. And he even said, Coach, I got you. I'll get it right. And so, you know, he's an ultimate competitor, and he has a very high standard. And, you know, I have all the trust in the world in Donnie. He's going to keep getting better. And he's one of the best quarterbacks in the country. And I told him, I said, I think you're one of the best quarterbacks in the country, if not the best. So go out there and let it fly. You know, I trust what you see.
Well, last week, you know, we talked about the running back room and whether one guy would emerge or if it would be committee. And Saturday definitely looked like it was a good committee. I mean, 200 yards on the ground. Did you come away feeling even better about the depth in that room?
I am. I think they all have strengths and they all have weaknesses. You know, I think that some guys do some things better than others. And we didn't even get a chance to play Mikel Trotter because he's still nursing the hamstring issue. So I think Mikel might be the most talented of all of them. He's just been nursing that hamstring, you know, injury. So we're trying to get him back going. But I thought Jalen Thompson did a good job coming out early. He had some cramp issues. I thought Jordan Schelling ran the ball very, very hard for a guy that didn't play football last year. You know, he's a Union High from Tulsa graduate, and I thought Jordan showed a lot of physical toughness. Mm-hmm. I think Kyron Downing brings an element of speed to that backfield. You put him on the perimeter, and he's only going to get better the more touches he gets. And I thought when Marco got in, Marco Smith did a good job of just changing the pace and getting positive yards. And whenever you run for 200 yards on, you know, listen, Delta's a good football program, yep, and they're a good football team, and it's nothing against them. We were just the better team on that day. But Coach Dean's a national championship coach. You know, Delta State's won 34 games over the last 4 years and 2 playoff appearances. And even though they had some turnover at the head coaching position, they're still a proud program. So for us to have a win like that against Delta, I think sent a message. That's probably why you're seeing some of the things in the media and some things in the polls. But I told our team, like, you know, I gave them the whole Nick Saban reference, man. Don't buy into that rat poison, man. It's just rat poison. Like, don't buy into it. This is about us. It's about our process, how we go about our business, how we go to practice, how we train, and the game days will take care of themselves. But don't buy into the hype, you know. So it's good to get noticed. I think it's good for the school. It's good for the football program. But I want our team to understand that it's about us and what we're doing.
Well, Coach, staying offensively, so, you know, you've got that kind of balance that brings, you know, that's you got to be excited about, you know, putting together the game plan. So kind of can you kind of put together what you're looking at putting together for the rest of the season or moving forward?
I mean, yeah. I mean, Mike Leach used to always say, like, well, what's balance mean? Balance mean that you run the ball 10 times and you pass the ball 10 times? And Mike Leach would always say balance means that you score points. That's what he would always say. So, yeah, I love running the ball, but I love throwing it too. Obviously, I'm a receiver by trade. You know, that's my background. But I love to pound the rock on people. I love when defenses can't stop it. We had a 10-minute drive in the third quarter or the fourth quarter, and they could not stop us. And we ran the ball, I think, 15 straight times. And we huddled and we ran the ball again. And we huddled and we ran the ball again. There's nothing more demoralizing to a team or to a defensive staff when they can't stop the run. And so I know the mentality that I like as a head coach and as a coordinator. I love to run the football, but I love to throw it. And that's why you're going to see us spread the ball around and take shots and find out who our best guys are and get the ball to our best players. And that's how I game plan.
Well, moving on to the defensive side, Delta State didn't pick up a first down until the second half. You held them to just 69 yards total, and you gave Coach Atwell the game ball afterward. And from the opening series, that defense had Delta State just uncomfortable behind schedule all night. So what did Coach Atwell and that defensive staff see in the game plan that allowed you guys just to be so disruptive?
I mean, they played the way I knew they were going to play. You know, I knew that we had a really good offense in camp, and the fact that we were having issues with our defense, I knew that this was going to be a good defense. And when I was the coordinator at Colorado and Jim Levitt was our defensive coordinator, like, we couldn't get a first down in camp. We couldn't get a first down on move the ball periods. And I'm like, man, maybe we're not very good on offense. And come to realize we were just very dominant on defense. And offensively, we were very good in 2016, and we won the Pac-12 South that year. And so I know as a head coach, and I know as also an offensive play caller, if you want to win championships, you got to have a championship defense. Championships are won on defense. Like, yes, games are won on offense, and we're going to put up points, and we're going to do what we do. I mean, since I've been here, we've scored points, we've moved the ball, we get a lot of yards in games, but I want to win championships. In order to win championships, you've got to have a championship defense, and we've put a lot of time into recruiting this defense. We've put a lot of time in retaining the defensive players, and Coach Atwell and the defensive staff have done a really good job of game planning and having rules and pressures that give people issues. So, you know, I was proud of the way we played.
When we come back, we'll talk in depth about what lies ahead for this team when they take the field on Saturday night for a road meeting at Missouri S&T. You're tuned into the Darren Chavarini Show, presented by the NSU Alumni Association on the River Rocks Radio Network.
70,000 NSU alumni, one Green and White Network, and the Alumni Association is what keeps you connected to it all. Join the Alumni Association and show off your NSU pride. Use your membership to save money on shopping, travel, entertainment, and more, including homecoming weekend October 2nd and 3rd, when all the events are free for members. The NSU Alumni Association is your link to the Green and White Network. Visit NSUalumni.com to learn more.
Are you looking to buy or sell a home in Tahlequah or Cherokee County? Then you need the Shockley Group. Tyler, an NSU alum, and Sydney, a proud supporter of Northeastern State University Athletics, understand the pulse of our community. They are dedicated to helping you find the perfect home. Whether you're a lifelong fan or a new face in town, from first-time home buyers to seasoned sellers, they provide expert guidance every step of the way. Support local, support NSU, and let the Shockley Group get you home. Check them out at theshockleygroupok.com. That's theshockleygroupok.com.
This season, Napoli's Italian Restaurant is proud to support the NSU Riverhawks. For over 20 years, we've been serving up your favorite homemade Italian classics right here in Tahlequah. From rich cheesy pastas to hand-tossed pizzas and hearty subs. Whether you're celebrating a big win or just hungry for something delicious, Napoli's is your go-to spot for dine-in, takeout, or a glass of wine with friends. Napoli's Italian Restaurant, where tradition, flavor, and team spirit come together. Thank you, Tahlequah, for 20 amazing years. Northeastern State University's Army ROTC is turning River Hawks into leaders right here in Tahlequah. Receive scholarships, hands-on leadership training, and a path to serve your country, all while earning your degree. And here's the best part. No commitment to serve while you are in school. Get the full college experience and come out the other side as a commissioned officer. No military experience needed, just heart, drive, and River Hawk pride. Visit NSU.com/ROTC to learn more.
Enjoying the Coach's Show?
I'm Captain Morgan.
And I'm Sean Solo. Together, we're the hosts of the Riverhawk Sports Nest.
Continue the conversations all week long with Riverhawk Sports Nest. Riverhawk Nation isn't just built on Saturdays. It's built every day by the coaches, athletes, alumni, students, and fans who believe in NSU.
From coaches' insights and player interviews to behind-the-scenes stories you won't hear anywhere else, we take you inside NSU athletics and bring Riverhawk Nation closer to the action.
New episodes every week on YouTube and your favorite podcast platform.
Riverhawk Sports Nest. More than the game, it's the story behind it.
This is Jay Havens, head men's basketball coach. You're listening to the Riverhawks Radio Network.
Welcome back to the show. We'd like to thank Emery's Grill for serving as our on-location host for this episode. We're taping this show as part of NSU Quarterback Club. All season-long episodes will be recorded at Quarterback Club meetings on Wednesday afternoons. You can see the show in person as a perk of Quarterback Club membership. To learn more about becoming an NSU backer, visit GoRiverHawksGo.com. We'll continue the conversation, but first I want to thank our official radio sponsors for the season. Without their support, this show would not be possible. Northeastern State University Relations, Edward Jones, Jeremy McClure, Chick-fil-A Tahlequah, The Wash Barn Car Wash, Napoli's Italian Restaurant, The Shockley Group, Oklahoma Army National Guard, Northeastern State University College of Extended Learning, and this show's presenting sponsor, the NSU Alumni Association. Northeastern State hits the road to begin a month of September that consists entirely of games away from Tahlequah. It all begins with Missouri S&T, one of just two Division II teams to defeat Northeastern State last season. It was a walk-off field goal for the Miners that clinched the decision in Tahlequah. And that Miners team opened 2026 in commanding fashion, a 89-12 win over Westgate Christian on Saturday. This is a team picked fourth in the GLVC after 2025 marked their first winning season since 2021. They bring back a lot of talent from last season, 6-5 team, 7 starters on offense, 6 starters on defense, some all-conference picks as well. Coach, give me your thoughts on your opponents this week.
You know, good football team, you know, well coached. You know, obviously they're one of two D2s that beat us last year, and we know that. You know, we watched the film. We didn't play well on offense. Defensively, we got turnovers, but we gave up too many yards in that game. And, you know, just I didn't do a good enough job getting our team prepared. You know, I didn't do a good enough job calling that game, and I won't make that mistake again. And so we've been working hard at practice, and we know what we got to do.
Well, obviously, this is a much different opponent than you saw last week with Missouri S&T, you know, returning a lot of experience on both sides of the ball. What challenges does that familiarity and experience present?
I think it's good because we know what they're going to be running on offense and defense. You know, we really didn't know what we're going to get against Delta. Right. Even though the D coordinator is from Mines, you know, Coach Dean wasn't in college football last year, and he's running the offense. And so there was a lot of unknowns going into the first game. There's not unknowns going into this game. So we have a good idea of what the personnel is. We have a good idea of what their schemes are in all three phases. And now we got to do what we do and get our guys ready and get them prepared to go play a good football team, but play NSU football.
Right. And, Coach, you've called this game, you know, personal. When you look back at that game, how much of this week is about simply executing and not beating yourselves?
Yeah, it's all that. We turned the ball over 4 times last year on offense. You know, we gave up too many explosives on defense, and it just was not a clean game, you know. And so I want to see us get better from week 1 to week 2 this year. Last year we had a big win against Saginaw, and then we had a letdown in week 2. So, you know, our job as coaches is to get these guys ready. And our guys, they know what they know. They know they lost the game, too. They understand. There's a lot of returners from last year's team that played in that game. So, you know, it's personal to them, too.
Right.
So they want to play better. But at the end of the day, it's still about playing NSU football. We got to play one snap at a time on offense, defense, special teams, as hard as we can, harder than our opponent. And if we do that, then good things will happen for us.
What are you kind of expecting from him coming into this game, you and Coach Atwell?
You know, I mean, last year Coach Atwell didn't call the defense during this game, you know. And so, you know, I expect our guys – we have great cover guys, not just Marvelous, but Sim Kilpatrick is really good too. And Jordan Tolbert's a good player, and Braxton Street's a good player, and Blaine Anderson's a good player. We have good secondary players. And so I think we match up fine personnel-wise. You know, they're gonna make some plays. I mean, they're a good football team, but we got to be able to make the adjustments in between series and come out and get our stops on defense. And then offensively, we got to be able to run the ball, take care of the football, you know, and then create explosive plays, which has been our MO since I've been here. So we'll get that done.
Coach, what's your assessment of their quarterback, Eli Scott? He's a guy that's been in their system for a while, entered this season with just 12 career passing attempts, got some reps against Westgate Christian. Of course, we're a completely different beast than Westgate. But what do you think about Eli?
you know, he's a guy that's comfortable with their system. He's going to know their players around him. You know, he's going to try to, I would think against us, he's going to try to get the ball out quick and try to screen us and try to take the pressure off the offensive line. And so, you know, Coach Atwell's going to be ready to make some adjustments, because I would imagine if I watched our defense on film, well, we got to screen them. We got to get the ball out quick. We got to get some trick plays early, hit them on some double passes. So I would imagine they're going to have some tricks early in this game.
Now, this group was tremendous on the road last season, undefeated in Division II games away from Doc Wadley Stadium, and that was even with some pretty long trips. Describe your routine and how you've worked as a coaching staff to ensure this team is always sharp, disciplined, ready to go, even when you're away from our home base, and how you're incorporating that again this week.
You know, we bring them in on Friday morning, and, you know, I do a big high-performance mindset exercise with them, and I'm sure the players have talked to you about that. It's about a 15-minute session with them, just dealing with their mental, dealing with how they respond in games and being calm. And so we do that exercise in the morning. Watch the hotel cut up with them, which is basically like all the things we're going to see from the defense, you know, base downs, third down, red zone. Then, you know, we're going to do our walkthrough in Doc Wadley. We'll do our morning walkthrough. Then they go to brunch. After brunch, we get on the bus. We should be on the bus around noon. End up in Missouri around 4 o'clock, drop our bags off, go eat dinner. And then I always take them to a movie. So we always go to the movies on the road, get their mind off football, let them relax. And we put our work in, and then we bring them back to the hotel. We meet as a team, and then they get their rest, and then game day is game day.
Again, we'd like to thank Emery's Grill for being the official on-location host for this show. We're also excited to announce that Emery's is the official watch party destination of NSU football. This Saturday, catch the Missouri S&T game with the NSU faithful right here at Emery's Grill, located on 409 North Muskogee Avenue, right here in Tahlequah. Up next, we go to the Captain's Catch to wrap up this edition of the show. We also get final thoughts from the entire table. It's next on the Darren Cheverini Show, presented by the NSU Alumni Association on the River Rocks Radio Network.
Looking to boost your career or gain real-world experience? Northeastern State University's College of Extended Learning is your college for working adults. Be a part of the 2026-27 academic year with our new professional development and training programs, also expanded STEM, cybersecurity, and drone programs for every age group. Take your next step today at go2nsu.com. That's go2nsu.com. Go Riverhawks!
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Northeastern State Football on the River Hawks Radio Network. Contact Jeremy McClure for your investment needs by calling 918-456-1370. That's 918-456-1370. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Looking for crave-worthy chicken and hometown hospitality? Come visit Chick-fil-A Tahlequah, located at 2589 South Muskogee Avenue. Chick-fil-A Tahlequah exists to glorify God by being a faithful steward of all that is entrusted to us and to have a positive influence on all who come in contact with Chick-fil-A. Don't forget to download the Chick-fil-A app to earn points and redeem rewards. Chick-fil-A Tahlequah is a proud sponsor of Northeastern State Athletics. Go Riverhawks!
The Wash Barn Car Wash is a proud sponsor of NSU Athletics. Locally owned and operated since 2002, they pride themselves on cleanliness and customer service. And have you checked out the Wash Barn Car Wash app? Download today in the App Store to save money by joining their unlimited wash club starting at $16.99 a month. Voted the best car wash in Cherokee County for 2024. Make sure to visit the Wash Barn Car Wash in Tahlequah at 867 East 4th Street by Liddy Bros and at 2427 South Muskogee Avenue behind Burger King.
High school seniors, your future starts here. Join us for Senior Day at Northeastern State University on Thursday, September 17th at our beautiful Tahlequah campus. Explore campus, tour residence halls, meet professors and current students, learn about scholarships and financial aid, and discover why NSU feels like home. Plus, you'll receive a free t-shirt, free lunch, and even have the chance to receive scholarships and prizes. Best of all, it's free, but registration is required. Reserve your spot today at nsuok.edu/senior day. Your future is waiting at Northeastern State University.
I'm Kyle Williams, head baseball coach here at NSU, and you're listening to the River Hawks Radio Network.
We return to the Darren Cheverini Show, presented by the NSU Alumni Association. Catch the action this week on the River Hawks Radio Network. Pre-game coverage for the Missouri S&T game begins with the countdown to kickoff, presented by Harrison Energy Partners at 5 p.m. on Lakes Country 102.1 in Tahlequah and Muskogee, and on ESPN 99.9 FM and 1550 AM in Tulsa. making it our first live NSU football broadcast on Tulsa Radio in 15 years. Very excited about that. A couple more programming notes every Monday. You can hear Coach Chev discuss the latest surrounding the program with former Oklahoma State head football coach and Oklahoma Sports and Gator Bowl Hall of Famer Pat Jones at 12:40 on the Pat Jones Show, 97.1 The Sports Animal. And every Wednesday, you can catch the River Rock Sports Nest in action right here, 6 p.m. from Emery's Grill with their weekly show. Most recently, they spoke with Northeastern State head volleyball coach Maria Jacobus. Here's a sneak peek at that episode, now available on the Rogue Radio Network YouTube channel and wherever podcasts are heard.
I'm going to just kind of kick it off with you, Coach. So, that you know, the last time that we were here, it was kind of just we were thinking about it as a dream. But now that this dream here is actually sitting next to you, so what's it like seeing it come real?
It's still in, like, I'm still in shock sometimes. Definitely at, like, Oral Roberts, like, watching them, like, warm up and really, like, be in their jerseys and then, like, start the game. It was like, whoa. Like, we've been dreaming about this for, I've been dreaming about this for, like, 6 months all by myself in my office. Like, I know that their names are there, but, like, faces and bodies are elsewhere. But now that they're all here, I mean, one really cool thing was, like, seeing our group picture. Like, the moment that picture came back, it's, like, solidified for me.
Now, as we get further and further towards kickoff, let's go to Captain William Morgan for his weekly captain's catch. Who you got your eye on this week, Captain?
All right. Mr. Voice, the captain's catch this week for the captain is Marvelous Owens with two interceptions last year against Missouri S&T. So he is the captain's catch for this week.
One final reminder that the most visible way to show your Northeastern pride is through membership with the NSU Alumni Association. Download the Green and White Network mobile app to enter weekly drawings for a $20 Visa gift card and also enter the big end-of-season $500 Visa gift card drawing. If you're an Alumni Association member, enter each week to increase your chances of winning, while non-members receive one eligible entry per season. Keep notifications on to receive information on winners every week. Download the Green and White Network mobile app now on the App Store and on Google Play. Final thoughts as we put a bow on this show. Get ready for S&T. We'll start with Sean Solo.
Well, I made some notes here, and I just wanted to say, you know, consistency and execution, you know, protect the football, finish drives, you know, and play to the standard for four quarters, you know, against an experienced S&T team. You know, this is going to be our first real opportunity to go against the veteran team for this ensemble of the 2026 team, and let's just see how good we can be.
Captain?
I think in preparation for this year, the difference last year, the thing I've heard you say before, Coach, was the team knows how to win now. And I think last year it was still early enough in the year, learning that mentality of the win. I've seen that carry over through this offseason, into this season so far, and I think that's a major attitude. And this week is special because, we want to go take care of business.
Yeah. Want to see us improve from week one to week two or week zero to week one. You know, I think we played a good game, you know, but I want to see us play a dominant game. And we have that in us on offense. We have that in us on defense. We have that in us on special teams. But, you know, we know what this game's about. We got to play better football. And so our guys will be ready.
Again, we'll be live from Rolla at 5 p.m. on the River Rocks Radio Network this Saturday with the countdown to kickoff presented by Harrison Energy Partners. Kickoff is at 6. We're looking forward to Saturday. That will do it for this episode. This has been the Darren Cheverini Show presented by the NSU Alumni Association on the River Rocks Radio Network.